Welcome to another episode of the Kickoff K. With me, Ross Bomba the Ball up IV, bringing you another episode. Tuko up IV at Cassavera Lounge.
Yes, sir.
Along Ngong Road. Yeah, Cassavera Lounge along Ngong Road. Now, tuko na guest, another United fan. We had an Arsenal fan last time, now we have a United fan. I'll let him introduce himself.
First of all, I'd like to say it's such a pleasure being in this Kickoff KE podcast. It's been a long time coming, Maze. We've been organizing, but it hasn't been working out. I go by the name Imran Otieno, sports journalist at Pulse Sports Kenya.
Yes, sir. Lawrence Kunta, Ten Hag boy. Let's get it.
Yo, I'm Blail, Liverpool fan. Yes, sir. Won the lot. Come on, let's go.
So it's like you're kind of football, but as like content is a cosa. So for today, first point ni FFP. Everton have been deducted. How many points? 10 points.
That's like, the second last in the table.
Right? They say we're gonna 4 points. It's like, do you think it's fair?
Yes, I mean rules are there to be followed. So if you're cutting by through corners, this is the Premier League. It's the most elite league in Europe, as we know it. So if you're cutting through corners, I mean, you have to, you know, action has to be taken. And it's really a good look.
Omekato, 10 points for as like one mistake. It's only one mistake, Alifana. Yeah. Omekato, 10 points.
Yeah.
City to expect of anyone in.
The
City in 115.
Well, for me, I'd say money buys the best lawyers, and for City they can afford the best lawyers. So if you look at the Kenyan or even the justice system around the world, it's very hard to find a rich man in prison. Still the same applies in Premier League. It's very hard to find these top clubs being found guilty of the profit and sustainability rules, of breaking the profit and sustainability rules, because in the UEFA Champions League, it's called financial fair play rules. In Premier League, it's called profit and sustainability rules. But yeah, if we are to go by Everton's judging, I think, yeah, definitely City and Chelsea should be very afraid.
Yeah.
And since they were deducted 10 points for Everton, I mean, they also deserve relegation. And if this is 10 points for... I think they only, like... Because the rules say that you should only make losses of... 105 million in three seasons, and Everton made losses of, I think, 124 million. So you see that slight, it's like probably 21 million. And if you look at how much Chelsea and City have been spending, it means even Championship might be lucky for them. They could even go as far as Ligue 1. So, but yeah, I don't expect City and Chelsea to be deducted points or to be relegated just because they can afford the best lawyers. We've seen it even in the Champions League. There was a time City finished in the top four and United, we finished fifth, and we really wanted that spot because we expected them to be to be knocked out of the Champions League, but it hasn't happened, so I don't see it happening either way.
Yeah. Chelsea fan, tuambie. Mko kujita rich kid hapa kila siku, hapa mnanua kila mtu, mediocre players.
Naambia kwa na pesa si makosa. Sawa. So the other thing, I think for me, it's a blessing in disguise for Everton. It's high time Everton on the relegation for them to rethink themselves. I think it's a blessing in disguise for them. Wazi kwa wana survive kila time, bro. Kila time wana survive. But I feel pity for Sean Dyche, actually. Alikuwa ameleta Everton to a point they were getting out of your zone. So them going back to, it's definite they're going to relegation. So I think it's a hurdle for Sean Dyche. So I don't think it's a blessing in this case also for them.
You don't think they can survive?
They will.
They can't survive.
They will. Bro, they can't. Kwanza wana face United their next game. Hapo wanaweza tunyorosha, bro.
Hakuna. Old Trafford.
Atukua we?
Whichever. Goodison Park or Old Trafford. But I don't think Everton should be relegated, as he says. Because for me, I feel like Everton is a club with such a huge heritage in the Premier League.
History.
In the 80s, ilikuwa Liverpool and Everton. That was the, like, those two were the teams that were fighting for the title. Everton also has a huge fan base in the Premier League. They're building a new stadium, which will be good for the Premier League. Mm-hmm. And Everton has some piece of history. They're the only club that has never been relegated.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Yeah.
So being relegated for the first time, it's going to be a shocker. But I think back in 94-95, They had 4 points after 12 games, which is their current position. And they are the only team that has survived relegation after getting 4 points from the first 12 games of the season. So mm-hmm. I see them replicating that form. They'll probably go in the transfer market in January and buy. But still, I feel like the ruling was a bit harsh on them.
Very harsh.
Because if you look at, they've been docked points for 2021, I think 2021, 2022 season. And if you look at their finances during that season, they're building a new stadium. Also, they had an owner, Usmanov, I think, who is Russian. And due to the ban of the Russia and Ukraine war, we saw Abramovich being kicked out of Chelsea. And he was also kicked out of Chelsea. And his company, USM, was also supposed to fund the new stadium, so they have to dig deep into their pockets. So I feel like it was unfair for them to be docked the 10 points.
Pulse Sports editor, on this case or something.
But Imran, just to ask, do you think Sean Dyche, is Sean Dyche brilliance being put into test, Sai? Do you think it'll survive with the 4 points that are on the side?
Well, then,
yeah, definitely. Sean Dyche has been keeping Burnley in the Premier League for a very long time, and when they sacked him is when they actually went into relegation.
Yeah.
And now I think it's Burnley, four clubs, Burnley, Southampton, Leicester City, and Leeds that are suing Everton.
Yeah.
Because they're saying we went to relegation and these guys were breaking the rules, so we need compensation. So they're also wanting compensation of around 300 million. But yeah, I think Sean Dyche is a very experienced coach. He sets up his teams defensively. It's very hard to beat them. And on the counter, they're good. I think what has been the problem at Everton is getting goals, but they now have a striker from Udinese. I think it's Beto or something.
Yeah.
Probably he'll get goals for them because he needs to help Calvert-Lewin get goals, because as much as he started firing, he's still not the Calvert-Lewin that we knew before. So he needs goals. But yeah, I think he's experienced enough to survive in the Premier League.
What a survive. Imagine tuko machuki 11 na Everton wako na 14 points. In a huge statement. Na wamekuwa na very big wins as like since the season started. I think they'll make it. Unaona ki drop out.
Nah, I feel like they might make it. They have a good chance of making it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think. On my side, honestly, honest opinion, I don't think they'll survive.
Lakini wewe ni hater.
I'm hater. Hater.
Wale before January, just like the teams ziko chini ni ziko so shitty. Burnley, companies getting cooked every weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the promoted teams
have
not really
stepped up,
gotten up and running in the Premier League.
Mm.
And also, for Everton, I feel like this might also, it might also act as a confidence booster, because they'll be like, we feel like we were unfairly deducted 10 points, so mm-hmm. we have to like go on and look for these points mm-hmm. and show them that we didn't deserve to be docked 10 points. I think that also worked for Derby County when Rooney was the manager in the Championship.
Yeah,
and
21 points.
They were able to survive. And I think the same will be repeated.
Sasa ndo nasema unaweza pata umetuchapa. Tuko Goodison Park walai. Sunday. 7:30.
I mean, they have a thing. They have a thing about,
if they
want
to make a statement, I think that game they have to win.
Yeah, they made a statement against Chelsea when they were fighting relegation. I think Lampard was the manager back then. And the Richarlison winner. So, yeah, I feel like they can deal with the pressure. If they did it once, I feel like they can, you know, do it again.
But I feel it's too much. As like, it's mekua a lot on Everton. Because, see, it's ni 2021, ama ni lini walikuwa membeo no buying players. Juzi tu walikuwa membeo no buying players. So, I think, umesema best lawyers or whatever, having money talks. That's a point.
Money talks,
but ini too much. Ini too much on, hey, Everton. No. Juzi tu wako waneza kunua players. Juzi walikuwa membeo no buying players. Size 10 points. Bro, hiyo notification ilikam hivi. Kuingia league. Hey, washatolewa. Azileko huko chini. Azilekadi wako ngoja. So, sijui kama hiyo appeal itawak. I don't know. Walisema wana appeal because it's injustice. Maybe we use City as a reference when as a... Because City ni 115.
They should.
As a City ni big.
I feel like they themselves have like valid reasons for making that loss. Because like I said, their owner pulled out because of that Ukraine and Russia war. They're also saying that they sold a player. They didn't name the player. They said player X, who on normal occasions would have gone for around 10 million, but he was sold for free. So that affected their books. Then there's also the issue of COVID. They had to like pay staff and they weren't getting any revenue. So I think if they get good lawyers, they can be able to successfully appeal that case.
So next point ni Man City. Tunaenda team by team in depth as like tuanze na top 5 predictions zako.
No, let's just go to Man City.
Let's go to Man City.
This is crazy.
Tuambie Man City. So what about tuende Man City? What's
let's just you know, start it off because the Pep thing, you please take him through the Pep thing too.
Which Pep
I need
thing?
To hear his opinion about it.
Pep na Klopp.
No, not Pep na Klopp. It's not about Klopp. It's about Pep and the 115 charges and what he's done so far with that being considered.
Oh, sasa alikuwa anasema as like he's a Liverpool. So in a city so you're saying as like kama kuna 115 charges, so should we say too much about their success, the treble, the how many league wins, 5 in Yemen Gapi.
With all the success that City has been having.
All the success is crazy, considering they only have one Champions League and they were knocked out multiple.
Leagues, bro.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Pep, like, We're not going too far, yeah.
Okay. So it's like, should we as like give them their flowers? Because like, we cook books.
Being a Manchester United fan, it's hard to talk about City objectively. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think if Everton is getting punished, why not City? Why not Chelsea? I mean, they should also get punished. But yeah, I think for City, you know, it's different for Everton and City because City can buy all those players. Like Man United has spent like probably close to 1.5 billion since Fergie left.
Yeah, more than City.
But we've never been slapped with just charges because Man United's revenue, Man United is the biggest club in the world. So they generate a lot of revenue. So they can afford to spend and not be slapped with such decisions. I know City fans have been saying, oh, Man United have spent more than us, but it's only us who's being looked at. It's because for City, even in England, they don't have a lot of fans. So where are they getting their revenue from? They're getting their revenue from their owner, who's, I think, the Prince of UAE. So it's a state-backed club, just like PSG, just like Newcastle. So it's hard to, like, because now it's a state that is funding them. It's hard to like follow the trail of money. Because even PSG, if you were to follow keenly, you'll find that they've broken some rules. Yeah. But it's really hard to trace that trail of money. But yeah, I think they should be slapped heavily. Because I think if they're slapped, there's one league title that we take. Finish number 2. Liverpool will also be happy. Because
like
there was a time they were really challenging City. Mm. And there was a season these guys actually... They only lost 4 games in a season. And one of those games that they lost was a dead rubber against Inter Milan in the Champions League. So, which means they lost 3 games and still lost the league to City. So, yeah, I think they should be punished and the league should be given to the rightful owners.
Believe that.
So, but as like, do you think, so, you know, do predictions Zako Zaman City, UEFA,
nothing will be done. Oh, you
think his predictions like,
oh, FFP, nothing will be done at all. Yeah. It's like, because nilikuwa nasoma article flani, nilikuwa nasoma long ago Serie A was the big league, but you know what happened? Ndoko maana is like Premier League may grow, but as like there's money involved. Ndoko maana iko the best league. Every team is spending. Newcastle are spending, ndoko maana wako hapo. So if wakaanza kutoa City, Chelsea, league inaweza isha. We can be heading back to another Serie A moment. No one watches Serie A, especially after Ronaldo left. Lakini ilifanya to watch ni Ronaldo. Akatoka
our parents, wacha kivile squeezes you watch Premier League of the... Our parents used to watch Serie A. Football made in Italy. And Italy during those times, they used to attract the best of the best players. Mm. Like, auma World Cup winner, walikuwa anachezea Serie A. Even Henry, as far as 1998, Alcoa, Juve.
Yeah.
I mean, they attracted the best players. So
shout out Mariga.
Mariga, 2010, Maze, the only Kenyan to win a Champions League.
Bam. So, crazy.
So, yeah, I don't see if City are to be docked, even if it's City and Chelsea, I don't see Premier League ending its dominance anytime soon.
Okay, is that Leo?
No. Well, I mean, there are clubs like Newcastle, there are clubs like Aston Villa right now that are really challenging for the top 4. And Premier League is structured in such a way that you find that even if you're relegated, you're number 20, you get like 100 million just from the TV rights.
Mm.
So you'll find clubs stepping up because sahi kuna clubs kama kina Fulham, although they haven't started the season well, they have money. Wolves have money. They can afford
clubs
to
are
buy.
Spending now.
Mazi, they can afford to buy Jim Mateus Cunha for 45 million. If they are relegated, they'll definitely come back. So it's probably 2 or 3 years till they're back, or even 1 year. So,
but will that happen? What are
in the event that they get relegated.
So it's like, who City is like, aside from the FFP, your predictions of the City is like Premier League, UEFA, but are you Carabao?
Yeah,
well, FA, can they do another treble? I'm as like,
No. I mean, since 1999, it took how many years? 24 years to get another club to do a treble in the Premier League.
Yeah,
I don't think they'll do another treble. I definitely think they're front runners in the Premier League. Champions League, I don't think so. FA Cup, maybe not, depending on the draws that they get along the way. But yeah, I think they're favorites for Premier League because, you know, City, the first half of the season, they don't do well.
Mm-hmm.
But the second half of the season, they can get 15 consecutive wins in the Premier League, and that's what gives them the league title.
Yeah.
And there's also the factor that they don't have Kevin De Bruyne now. And KDB will come back fully rested, fully fit. Probably
Zola's not there at the beginning of the season. KDB is always not there.
Even Gundogan.
Yeah.
I mean, Gundogan was always fit, but he never started. But towards the latter stages of the season, that's when they bring out these big guns. And you see, like, for clubs like Liverpool, for clubs like Arsenal, who are probably second or third in terms of challenge for the title, they don't have the depth of squad as City does.
Mm.
So you find that City have the luxury of resting kina Bernardo Silva, kina KDB, kina Gundogan in the previous seasons, and they can now come and fire when they're needed the most and when they have rested. Mm. Compared to Arsenal, they had Bukayo Saka and Odegaard tired towards the probably 2 months towards the end of the season.
Last season.
Yeah. So they can't afford to challenge from start to finish, but City have the luxury. So for me, City, as much as I'm a United fan and I hate to say it, and there's no club in the Premier League era that has won 4 consecutive titles, I think City will be the first.
Mm-hmm.
And so just to ask, saying that City has won 4 consecutive leagues, which is true, when will we stop saying that City will win the league? When will people stop predicting that City is the one going to win the league? When will they stop? What should Premier League clubs do so that we know that we stop saying, City will win the title, City will win the title?
It's hard. It's hard to like put a finger to whatever should happen in order for City to stop. But I think City's dominance will stop when Pep Guardiola leaves. Because I think...
Yeah.
He's also an ambitious manager. He's been at City. He's won everything. Now he's won the Champions League. He'll want to go into international football, maybe manage Spain one day. So for me, when Pep leaves City, I think they'll struggle because Pep has been there for a very long time. I think since 2016,
yeah.
If I'm not wrong.
17.
And 17. And clubs struggle when a player, when a manager has been there for long and he leaves. We had a manager for 26 years, left in 2013. Till now, we've never won the league. So it will take a lot of time before they find an able replacement for Pep Guardiola and someone who will continue their philosophy of winning every single league title.
Oh, makes sense.
Okay, Apo Mesama City, Arsenal. Do you think last season they lost the league because I was like, players being tired? I think they bottled the league, man. 9 points clear. Hey, bro, adi Apo Modena. Adi mcheze na kina Almiron. Mnafam jibebe yo league, bana.
No, you see... Arsenal, the last time they were challenging for the league seriously was probably 2008-09.
Mm.
The last time they won it was 2004. So you see, like, these factors really play a huge role in you challenging for the title. Even for City, the Abu Dhabi owners took over in 2009, but it took them till 2013 to win the league, despite them spending a lot. So you also need that pedigree. You need players who've been there and done it and won the league and know what it means to win the league. Arsenal last season didn't have experience in terms of players who have won the league, and especially Premier League. They didn't have players who have previously won the Premier League. That's why they went ahead and signed Kina Jesus and Zinchenko.
Declined.
But for them, still, in terms of experience, they still don't have that required experience for them to challenge for the title and make Arsenal title contenders. So yeah, I think their biggest factor in losing the league is that they've never been in that position, so they don't know what it means to win the league, and pressure crept into the players because they had such a young squad. I think they had
the youngest squad, if not the youngest.
Yeah, last season they had the youngest squad in the Premier League. So with that amount of pressure, and you see Arsenal is also a big club traditionally, like even Arsenal fans in Kenya walikuwa wameanza hiyo pressure. Yeah, I think it crept into the players. But this season, they've lost one game. They're 1 point, I think, behind City. Still challenging. They're not playing good football, which is good for them, because if you're not playing good football, but you're 1 point behind City, what if you play now good football? You'll be able to probably even pass City. But I don't see it happening unless they go for a top striker in the January transfer window.
No, come at Tony.
So basically, you say
even Tony, question marks about him because he hasn't played.
He's coming back in January.
Yeah, not January. I think it's Feb.
In Feb.
Yeah. So he hasn't been playing all this time. There's one thing about playing football, and there's another about playing competitive football. So he hasn't played competitive football, and he'll definitely struggle. Probably he'll score a couple of goals, but if Arsenal want to challenge for the title, they should go for a striker who will come in and start banging goals as soon as January.
Who is
that? Yeah, what's your idea of that striker?
Hey, come on, sit down. Who is that?
What's the idea of that? Also, a striker Arsenal can afford because pia wana pesa.
I will let you tell you to talk at 800M.
Nketia.
Nketia. Consistency. He's good for 2-3 games, goes quiet. But in terms of the profile of a striker Arsenal can sign, Ole Watkins is good.
Yeah. Better than Tony?
Not better than Tony, but currently is better than Tony because he's on form. Yeah. Tony hasn't been playing, so you don't know how he'll get back into play, how his form will be when he's getting back. But Watkins is good. He has Premier League experience. He won't struggle to adapt to the league like other strikers have done. Kina Hoyland, Maze, haven't scored a Premier League goal.
But I'm going to get a champion again.
Top scorer.
But on Hoyland, okay, I wouldn't blame Hoyland for the first time. Yeah. If I'm a Man United player. I wouldn't blame
Hoyland. He drink it on a name.
Because,
okay, the wingers you guys have, Marcus Rashford and the other TikTok guy.
Anthony.
These are guys, it was actually in Anel Conner. You paid in an you get those wingers, you only see they don't put in balls in the crosses. Unapata Hoyland is making actually really good runs, but Anthony anataka kufanya 360, anataka ku step over huko. He's not bringing the balls. Hoyland is actually making good runs. Na zile chances anapewa is banging them. The small chances. Rashford has not been good this season. Hakuna kitu amekuwa na do this season. So atuni hizo balls na come from wingers and everyone. Hakuna kufidia. The only person who might feed him is Bruno Fernandes. And we actually seeing it. But from your wingers, hakuna balls na come. So I wouldn't blame Hoyland.
Hey, you Amanda 160 minutes bila kupewa chance. 160 minutes.
So no chance. 160
minutes.
Especially from the flanks. Hakuna chances na
kwa. Na si ati alimaliza full 90. Hizo ni games kadhaa zilizochezwa.
Yeah, I mean, he's not doing bad, actually, because like, he's not, like, really getting the chances. Not like Haaland. Haaland is, you know, getting loads of chances. He has the most chances missed, but he's still some of the top scorers. So you can attest to just how many chances he's getting. Give Hoyland the same chances, I feel like he'll be up to
them.
Another interesting fact about Man United is Jadon Sancho was the last forward to score at Old Trafford.
Oh, score Fulham. Yeah.
As in, jamaa ameenda akabaniwa hata sahii akulikuwa kantini ya Man U, but he's still the last forward to score for Man United at Old Trafford. That's how bad our
forward scoring for Man United at Old Trafford?
Our midfielders, our defenders.
McTominay, Lindelof.
Maguire, Lindelof. Dalo.
Hey, man. Hey, it's crazy. It's crazy. We're in the pits. So next point ni Arsenal.
Tell us about Arsenal.
I tell you about Arsenal.
Yeah, tell us about Arsenal.
I don't hate Arsenal. Arsenal fans wapende kusikia ukweli. Last season nilishinda niwaambia wabebe ligi wakataka kusikia. Kabisa ile hawataki kusikia. I don't know. Man City, wani Man City fans juu nini? Tutoe jezi ya Man U ya Man City. No. Na nilikuwa nasema tu kweli. Ah, say hata kama hadi wakiwezo sijui ni 11 ama 9 points. Nilisema tu wa baby league. Eh, hey, pale kwa group chat karibu ndio league. So it's like for Arsenal they're not playing good sometimes on Cesar Vizuri. I can pick my player of the season from Arsenal. That's how much sina any bias. I can take Declan Rice player of the season so far pale tumefika. Amekuwa so dominating. Nikitaka tu Arsenal washindwe, like ako tu hapo chance ikikuwa, like it's just there, but I don't think he's doing his job. I don't think they'll win the league at all, not UEFA. Awiko Carabao, maybe an FA, that's the best they can do, under top 4 finish.
And FA under top 4 finish,
yeah, si wanamaliza top 4 au Arsenal? Yeah, always beba league walai,
always beba champion.
I mean, they've never done it before, but here is kwa mara ya kwanza.
Champion ya Real, Bayern Munich hapo.
Plus it's been long since they've been in the Champions League, so
wanaji enjoy it. I don't think they no, kimaliza namba this season.
Arsenal.
Arsenal. If they buy a good striker in January, probably number 2, if they don't, number 3 behind Liverpool.
Askia mkuna di Liverpool.
Oh.
Tunaona sema nini?
Behind Liverpool. Behind Liverpool. That's interesting.
Cuz
yeah, I'm tipping for the league. Yeah. I'm tipping myself for the league.
League. Yeah. League is a fast stretch for Liverpool now.
Like this is Liverpool 2.0.
Yeah, I mean
there's little teams in the land who are stronger than us right now.
City are stronger than you.
Yeah, there's
the world has been
but for Liverpool, yeah, I mean, you've overhauled your midfield. That was your biggest problem last season,
because
yeah. Kina Hendo, Kina Fabinho, I think their legs just got tired.
Thank you. I wouldn't say the Hendo.
But now you have McAllister, you have Szoboszlai.
Yeah, we have Endo without the H.
But he's so old, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, this is the thing.
We may prefer Gravenberch to Endo.
Yo, Gravenberch is a baller, definitely. But he's more of an attacking player. We needed someone who's just...
Actually, right now, you don't have a DM, proper DM.
Yeah, we don't have a proper DM. But I feel like people always talk about Endo and his age. But we needed someone who will play for the badge. Definitely, Fabinho right now is... He's better than Endo, but he was kind of, he didn't want to play, he didn't want to run, he didn't want to go for the challenges, throw himself out there. And Endo is that type of person. He's a warrior. He's Japanese. He'll play for the badge. That's the type of, person you want.
And in the market right now, which DM do you think you guys should sign?
I liked Nunes, but, he went to Man City and shit.
You also like.
So I like the Brazilian guy,
Paqueta.
No, he's in the Brazilian league right now. It's called. He has a short name. It starts with an A. Anyways.
Yeah.
There's a good Brazilian guy. I thought of Nunes too. He was good, but he went to Man City. So those are the defensive midfielders.
Douglas Lewis. Not.
Yeah,
from Villa.
Villa.
I mean, we need. Is he really that fast though? Because we're playing a high line. We need.
You guys played with Henderson.
Henderson with his back pass.
But I think uko skeptical about Douglas Luiz, because nakumbuka sasa kusema mbona Man United wanashinda na Casemiro, so you take Douglas Luiz is performing, but I don't think as like if you'll be that hopeful with Douglas Luiz in your team as like. Unalala hivi unasema ah hii ligi tunaweza beba. Si niko na Douglas Luiz.
Tukichukua Calvin Phillips tunaweza.
Yeah. Ule wa Leeds. Huyu wa size. Ule wa Leeds. Huyu wa size.
I think Calvin issue na Calvin is the pressure that he's having. And he's not getting the number of games anafaa patiwe. For no wonder Musema as a player I wouldn't go to
Man City.
I'm going to improve Pep. I'm not going to improve myself. So that's why I think Calvin Phillips is fair. But if he's put in another team, he'll definitely perform.
A team like Taking Liverpool?
Yeah. And a Klopp. And a Klopp,
definitely. And a Klopp, people develop for
him. Silicon Nui Taylor Adams. He's a good guy.
Yeah,
he's a... He's a dog.
In terms of sizes.
Size. But as like, akona spirit, akona everything.
Anyways, I think we'll stick to this makeshift defensive midfield for now, then go back to January, see where it takes us. But if we've managed to be 1 point off the league with this makeshift defense, imagine what we can do in January with a proper defensive midfielder.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of Nunes? Darwin?
Like, I don't know what to, you know, I don't know what to think about him, because like he creates so many chances for himself. He gets into the positions so well. You know, his positioning is just world class. And then at times it all goes to the drain with his finishing, especially easy chances. I mean, come on. He can finish the difficult ones, but the easy ones, it's just something about him. I don't know if it's the confidence. So once he starts, finishing the easy chances, I feel like he'll be world class, and he'll be world class. For real.
Hmm? Yeah. No, ilikuwa Europa.
Have you seen?
Ilikuwa like, Europa alikata everyone. Afaka
everyone,
miss.
Bro.
You ni world class here. Imagine Salah is off as like akona an off game.
But honestly, Salah is pissed about Nunes.
Yeah, he was pissed. But like, look, I'm starting to gain confidence with him because he keeps on improving. Like, Uwezi Nini from last season, the Nunes from last season and right now. He's a playmaker for one. He has 7 assists and about 6 goals. And he's been performing for his national team as well. They kicked, they beat the giants of South America, Argentina and Brazil. And Nunes was leading the way in, you know, them defeating the giants.
Liverpool boys, basically.
All Liverpool boys, yeah, to be specific. So, yeah, what he's doing in the international scene is kind of motivating. Damn. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's motivating, and if he takes that on and, you know, just build that confidence, it will be good for us. And he might be a world class, you know, one of the greats, Liverpool.
Jumongele Liverpool, mnabeba league. As like your predictions for the league, Europa.
Europa's tunafika finali unless tukutane na Sevilla tutawapea tu kapi yao ili kapi yenu.
So mnafika. So in short, Adim, Sevilla side is like Europa mnafam bebe.
Yeah, I don't see the reason why we shouldn't. Because sahi tunachezesha some team B. Tunachezesha Kwanza. So tunatambua Kwanza is a big
ass. Alifunga juzi mpaka kataa sije nini. Kulikuwa na some control.
Alifunga juzi alienda kwa byline aka assist. As in, he's so versatile, and you know, tunachezesha our young talents and they are performing as well. So ikifika that stage tuna need the big guns, and I feel like we might win it. Yeah, for real, we have a big chance of winning it.
What if you get to March, what if the current situation that you are in happens in March? You're 1 point behind City and you're also in the Europa League. Which one will you prioritize?
Fuck the Europa League. The Europa League, bro. Na Kwanza hiyo finali, bro. Kina ito wa the Doak finali. Tuzi tunataka ligi. Sitaki Europa. But it's the only, again, it's the only trophy that Klopp hasn't won. So, yeah, I mean, winning it, it's not bad.
Oh, kuna ile COVID title, ile, sindio? Handball UEFA. Winzenyu tu ziko ish. Ulisema Karabao mshabeba, sindio? I was like, woni any other opposing team?
Yes, yeah.
Awoni, msha in the bag.
Karabao is in the bag.
So, but you can do a treble, bas.
Yeah, we can do a, you know.
A quadruple. Sikuna FA bad?
FA CG, but we can do a treble for sure.
Yeah. umesema tu level.
Zee. kitu yenye labda niko ish ni league juu there are so many good teams, bro. Like, come on, kwanza saa hii compared to last season you can't like sit down and tell people you're going to win the league.
Yeah,
senye tuko hapa like hii match week, bro, ni crazy. Kuna teams poa sana. Saa hiyo league ndio niko nini, but Europa na Carabao, I say we are winning it. Yeah, for sure. But what do you think about Nunes? Just brief.
What do I think about
Nunes?
Nunes, I think he's a guy, it's even hard to describe Nunes, but I agree with you. I mean, he gets into good positions, into scoring positions. And for me, if I'm a coach, I'd better have a player who has many scoring opportunities but doesn't score, rather than a player who doesn't get opportunities and scores. Because you see, like, in a game, I think the hardest thing is creating chances. And if you're able to get yourself in spaces which you can create chances for yourself, that's a good thing. And I think you guys had Firmino before. Firmino wasn't a good goal scorer. Like, it was hard for him to get to 20 Premier League goals. But what he would do is he would lay the ball to Salah and Mane, and he would also press. And I think in the last game you guys played in the league was...
The last game Firmino played?
No, the last game.
Like Brentford.
Brentford, yeah. Brentford is a high-pressing team. Mm-hmm. But Liverpool were able to win comfortably 3-0. And for me, that was because of Firmino, because Firmino presses from the front. And that's what... Nunes presses from the front, and that's what Firmino used to do. So even if he doesn't have goals, you always know either Salah or Diaz is going to score, which is a good thing. But he needs to start scoring those... Easy chances. He started the season with a bang. I don't know what happened there in between. But if you can score those simple chances, I think for sure you can be able to challenge to be in that category of world class.
Yeah, for sure.
Before turning to the next topic, Odegaard has been ghosted. Odegaard has been ghosted. See, as like Bale and I'm a carry team as like Wales for akiona shitty players. Sijui Kifamos, sijui nani, akongezwa Daniel James, juzi ametoka sijui wapi. But as like Odegaard akona Haaland and a ghost, that's why I wouldn't take Odegaard in my team. Yes, akona fancy gameplay anaweza kufanyia. But all in all, he's a Madrid reject. Ndoko maana ako hapa. Ndoko maana is not performing.
Madrid reject is crazy.
No, but for you, Lawrence, I think the any hate too. Because
yeah, don't disrespect.
What about
see, Madrid reject? Si alienda Madrid, akatoka. Arsenal, akaenda Arsenal tena.
I think Venye,
that boy had potential for real.
Yeah, but he was signed at 16, man. 16 years old and you're getting into Madrid. There's no way you'll break into the first team.
Venye Odegaard has been, we were all giving him his flowers. All of a sudden...
Miss Dempe.
Ah, Lawrence.
Okay, Odegaard or the Fernandez?
Fernandez.
Ah. I'm a United fan, but I'll take Odegaard.
In terms of?
Yeah, depending on what. I mean, if it's the...
Kama ni fancy, nitachukua Odegaard. Lakini mimi nataka... tunahitaji one goal hivi. Fernandez atafungia.
Odegaard. You see, let me tell you why I'll take Odegaard. Fernandez is probably better than KDB in terms of chance creation. Better than KDB. I mean, he's the most creative midfielder in the Premier League. But the problem with Fernandez is he doesn't know moments. As in, Fernandez ni msemo mwenye akipata ball... Atapeleka long when there's just a simple pass. He always tries to thread a pass through the eye of the needle, and when that happens, he looks like a world class midfielder. But when he doesn't, he looks stupid. So for me, Odegaard makes it simple. Let's play, then we'll find a way of breaking this low block. But for Fernandez, it's always try an outfoot that will probably not even get to Antony. Send Rashford when it probably Rashford doesn't even want to make that run. Mm-hmm. So for me, is he doesn't know the moments, and when he knows the moments, I think he'll be the best midfielder.
Yeah. But all in all, Odegaard make quirky ghosts. And these are big games
even,
of Chelsea.
Even Fernandez, big games, he never shows up. Yeah. Even Odegaard the same.
But as like it's time as like what way tiki Odegaard and a ghost. Yeah, yeah, Fernandez to shake tiki. Me alit kiza na Man City so zite gemi Odegaard apa. So zite gemi Bruno.
But
it's time to your conversation is quite hard. Like,
but Pia, like, your Arsenal's midfield, Pia, he meanda through an overhaul. Kuna Kai Havertz apo, who I don't know why he's always starting. Maybe akona nudes.
Ateta.
Kuna Declan Rice. So he's still learning how to play with these players. So, but when it clicks for him, Odegaard is always a good player. For Norway, Maze, we can't really fault Odegaard, because Pia Haaland doesn't bang in goals as he does for City when he's at
But Haaland akona 27 goals or something.
Yeah, but I mean, we expect more from him.
Yeah. Sasa inatoka from nani? Haaland tunajua afungange mabao as like tapping merchants.
Okay, Norway. For me, I only know three players from Norway.
Same to Wales, Bela Kibeba.
Ah, but Wales have Premier League experienced players.
But nish wale shitty players, all were Fulham. Yeah,
Ampadu alikuwa Chelsea.
Skia.
I mean,
we had Elibidi and Nyuendo at your ball.
When was the last time they qualified for a major tournament apart from Euro 2016?
Unakumbuka juzi Bela kifunga free kick. Hiyo si ilikuwa competition gani hiyo? Nations League ama ilikuwa? Hapana, ilikuwa nini? It's a competition. As like, all I'm saying is like, Bela amebeba team three times, akiona shitty players.
But pia kulikuwa na Ramsey kwa hiyo team ya Bela.
Ule wa Arsenal.
Yeah. So,
For Bale, he's more of an upfront player as compared to him. Me, I wouldn't say it because that your story may quite a trend because Bale took wealth to whatever Odegaard can't take no and he has Haaland. At Haaland, I mean, it's the last game these guys were playing, sindio?
Yeah,
I could chase your game. So I wouldn't put the blame on Odegaard because I may disappear for Arsenal for three or four games. You guys are so quick to trash a player, especially United fans.
Sijua mna trash wetu. Mi wale ya mkuwania Ronaldo Uruma. Sisi wania mtu wate Uruma, mimi. Mimi,
Ronaldo, si wate tuliko on the side of nini?
We were on the side of
Ten Hag. Ten Hag no alikuwa na blanda. We weren't about Cristiano Ronaldo. Cristiano Ronaldo is a shitty player and everything.
But how did Ten Hag, how was Ten Hag to blame?
How was Ten Hag to blame? I think it was a matter of ego for both of the players, for both of the coach and the player. Because ukiangalia Ten Hag was a matter of dressing room, atakaenda kuena say. Ten Hag is such a kind of a coach. Hata ukiangalia kiwanja, he had young players, kina Anthony, kina ule nani, uboy wa Moho kwa nini, wa Ajax.
Nani?
Neres, alikuwa kina Neres and everything. But now when you put somebody like Ronaldo in the picture,
Varane.
Yeah, now how Ronaldo character yake iko na Ten Hag. I want to say this, utaka bench again for such and such a reason. Ronaldo doesn't want to do that.
But so, how is it supposed to be? Isn't it supposed to be the coach with the final say?
I mean, when you have big players, you have to accept you have big players. Kwa nini? Yeah. I mean, this is a guy, I mean, shinda more titles even than you.
He's bigger than Ten Hag.
He's bigger than Ten Hag, definitely. Ronaldo's name is bigger than Ten Hag.
Never bigger than the manager, based on success.
Yeah, I mean, like, come on.
Ronaldo.
See, the problem was.
Actually, Ronaldo's not pressing. So,
Ronaldo.
That's what lame excuses.
Say, nani anapress kwa your team? Nani anapress kwa your team? Hakuna.
Yeah, hakuna. But, you see, for Ronaldo, he wasn't, like, Ronaldo was missing big chances. As in chances that Ronaldo would score any other day, but he was missing them. And another thing, he wasn't pressing. His attitude was wrong. Like, when you had a shit game and you were substituted, he threw his hands, went straight down the tunnel. I mean...
Imran, let me ask you. If you are Ronaldo, with all the accolades, is of it was auto machine, then you come back to your team ili kubuild, team that made your name.
Ukaibeba season yako ya kwanza.
Urudi, alafu wanze kuambiwa. Check your bench, umemisi chance, naanze kukutoka katikati ya game. You as a coach, unaanze kuonyesha attitude. And the coach that, and the coach that nurtured me, is the biggest coach up. Then you come and tell me, katikati ya game, talker. Then when you start ishi other games, then you have an attitude towards me.
That's how it's supposed to be.
No.
Kama Spaza kwa nambiwa chize 2 minutes.
Ronaldo wasn't performing in his second season.
Yeah.
He wasn't.
But
so why would you justify him playing?
Has Rashford been performing?
You don't play.
Been performing this season?
He hasn't been performing.
Anthony,
this season.
Bruno, but daily wanacheza. Mbona ikifika kwa Ronaldo alisichezeshwa?
Okay, so who would play in place of Rashford?
Rashford. He's not
a starter.
Mr. Kirashford aketi. Mimi nataka tu Anthony aketi huko. Nikio Mount you wing. Mimi nimeona Mount akiza wing. Mimi nataka Mount akiza wing.
Mount is a fraud. Mount ni Havertz mwingine.
Oh, wale uongo wale. Mount tumpe chance.
And I see that Mount squad atakayo sign because nilijua Manu kitu atafanya on Mount. Ah. Ona sign Mount pale.
Eriksen si ameumia. Time
you're
for Mount.
Chelsea fan.
I'm a Chelsea fan.
Where does Mount play? What is Mount's best position?
CIM.
CIM.
Yeah.
So and who will he displace at Man United?
Si Bruno. Bruno akiwa na off games. Tunasema kama ukiwa na off games uko bench.
Yeah.
Since the start of the season, Bruno amekuwa na most off games. Tuseme tu kweli.
But it's the whole team.
Yes. Asante nasema.
Nani ameshine Manu this season?
McTominay.
McTominay hata hapo anaanza games hadi hiyo game ya Brentford.
And unasema is like kama Bruno amekuwa kicheza vibaya, eh? Sasa si Mount acheze basi.
At the Imbra point, we've had shitty players starting. But for Ronaldo, a start
but
just because
thing,
of
though,
one or two games.
Here's the thing.
It didn't make sense.
He's arguably the biggest image in football.
Yeah.
He's the most disciplined, if not the most disciplined. Like, his longevity just shows for it.
But if he was the most disciplined, angefanya interview
na Piers Morgan. Yeah, exactly. That's where I'm coming. Yeah. Like, you should be professional about it too. Like, I mean, what are you showing the younger players? You're the biggest image, you can't be professional about being substituted.
Is it stuff Zilianza pre-season? Simto yake alidead, one of the twins, died. There was a family issue.
It wasn't a fully...
One of the twins died. Uyo mingine akabaki hosi after being... Akiambia watu wa Manui, wanakata kumsikiza, wanadhaniana, ataki kuchuza pre-season. Pogba mwenye alitoka juja kasama, nimecheza na players wengi, Zlatan, sijui nani, but Ronaldo, 5 utampata pitch. Mkitoka unamwacha huko. So ndio nataka kuniambia hata cheza alikataa kucheza pre-season. Alikuwa na genuine reasons. Me as I mean allow me.
So unasema ilifika like ilikuwa tu like ilifika tu boiling point like
yeah.
It was his last straw. Plus, he had to
plus it was a football script. Your walk ya Tottenham ndio li change football. Sasa kuna Saudi League. Ako this close kurudi UEFA si Al-Nassr anakuwa considered kurudi UEFA.
I mean but if you have also looked at because Ronaldo went there I've also been saying Jesus some of the games.
Sunona.
Ronaldo is performing honestly.
He's not yet, he's not finished.
Don't Saudi don't blame the league.
Saudi league and Premier league are worlds apart no. Man.
But the chances that he's barring there is the same chances that he would get at United and he wouldn't bar.
Bro.
And United is shit right now.
Exactly. And he like looks fast for a damn near 40 year old.
Man, I don't think Ronaldo was justified to start. I think Ten Hag was right in displacing Ronaldo and he was right to treat Ronaldo the way Ronaldo was treated.
So your time only kwa your team here, Ronaldo is the problem?
Yeah, Ronaldo.
Where are we now? Where are we now?
I mean, we haven't made progress, but doesn't mean that Ronaldo would make us better right now.
Yeah, he wouldn't make us better, but like, it was so harsh for me. Me considering hizo vitu alikuwa anapitia.
Club legend. You see, that's how you treat a club legend.
De Gea. Sai Varane amekuwa kiweko bench. Kuna rumors.
Awekwe, kwanza Varane ako chini.
Varane akasemirwa ako chini. Kumeanza kuwa na rumors that he is like Varane na Ten Hag wasikizani.
Yeah.
But I think...
Maybe Ten Hag analemeona big stars.
Not
big stars.
Ten Hag ana issues too.
You see kuna watu kama Rashford is a big personality. Casemiro is a big personality. He's won probably 3 Champions League titles.
5.
Yeah. I mean kuna a lot of big personalities at Man U, but just because of the respect they give, they're not treated as Varane and Ronaldo are treated. It's because these players went ahead and they erred in the way they handled the situation. Even Varane, that game against Copenhagen, the one we lost a 2-goal cushion, you can see him getting into the game, but he's not even enthusiastic about coming into the game. And his positioning was suspect. The last goal we conceded was down to him. I mean, the clearance, the pass he gave to Rashford, how do you give such a pass when you're in central defense? So, there's no way you can justify it.
My point, Nipia, I think Tenagno was the trigger to maybe all the bad performances and everything. Because this guy has issues. Right now, we have rumors, akona issues na Varane. Akona issues na Sancho. Man, come on. Deal with the off-pitch issues. Kwanza then come to the pitch.
So all these players are wrong and Tenag is right.
I don't think he's right, all of a sudden.
I mean, you see, for Sancho, you need to go to the history of Sancho. Sancho at England, he has issues with Southgate because of his training. At Dortmund, they had issues with him, with how he trains. So it's nothing new at Man United. Why is it that when Man United act, it's when now Man United is wrong or Ten Hag is wrong? He's been having these problems, so it's nothing new. So for me, Man United il kimefika a point where even the same can be said about Mourinho. Mourinho is a disciplinarian. Ten Hag is a disciplinarian. Mm-hmm. Mourinho alikuwa na shida na Pogba. As in Pogba alikuwa na ingia zoezi, anaangalia Mourinho like, what are you still doing in this club? Pogba used to be substituted, anarusha mikono. And you see, that was the culture at Man United. When Fergie left, that discipline kind of eroded at our club. And we needed to bring it back. And Ten Hag is the right guy to bring it back. So for me, how he's handled all these players is right, because the players were in discipline. It's not that players wameonewa that, oh, we sasa we ka bench. You've been performing, but ka bench. Oh, we get out of this club because you've been performing. No. They're either in discipline or not performing.
So. Now, how would you justify Ten Hag for the performance that Man United are having right now?
Ten Hag?
Yeah.
Okay. It's hard to justify Ten Hag because, you see, problem is this season, in the summer transfer window, he was given, like, you could see his fingerprints in the signings that he brought because they were either his former players or he's worked with them before or been in the same league with them. Kina Amrabat.
Antony.
There were a number of players who he signed and they've been playing together or were together at Ajax or before. So you can't justify bringing a player and he doesn't perform and you're playing with him, Kina Antony. I mean, if you sign this player for 100 million, it means you can bring the best out of him. But for me, why I would defend Ten Hag is because Man United as a whole is not like, we probably need 3 transfer windows and a good football director to get back to track. Because you see, like, in our squad, we have a lot of deadwood players. Kama Phil Jones left this summer, and he's never played, I don't know for how long. We have players like kina
you also starting Johnny
Anthony
Evans.
Martial, Johnny Evans. I mean, like, these are players who should not even wear the Man United jersey, but they're at Man U. So, and plus, he's also had a lot of injuries. Like, I don't think he's played his first back, like his first choice back line this season. It's it's either injuries or something of the sort. So,
but I mean, I also
with all those injuries, you can make a case.
It's also so lame for Ten Hag to sign players that he has been with before, with the market, with the depth in the market that we have. I think it's so lame for you just to be picking players that you've already worked with. It doesn't show your brilliance as a coach. That's so lame for him. I mean, admit it.
Maybe I'm a big player on a trust. Me,
trust. Come on, no.
It's trust. And also, like, you've seen the system that is at Man United. And if you look at the last, and especially Ten Hag's transfer window, we haven't signed players who are expensive. Probably Anthony. Yeah. But we haven't signed expensive players. So which means the club really doesn't want to back the manager in terms of expensive signing. So he needs, and we also don't have a good football director. And it makes it hard for sales to happen. It makes it hard for buys to happen. I mean, since Ronaldo left, apart from Di Maria, our most expensive player is Daniel James. Mm-hmm. Imagine. We sold Henderson. He went to Crystal Palace.
Crystal.
Yeah, he went to Crystal Palace. Mm. We sold him for, I don't know, was it 20 million or 19 million? Mm-hmm. And Man City sold Trafford to Burnley, who's never played a Premier League game, for 15 million. I mean, how does that even work?
Yeah.
We signed Kina Anthony for 100 million. So it means we don't have a good negotiator at the club. And that's what Jim Ratcliffe is working towards when he takes over Man United, the 25%. So with that, I mean, the easiest people you'll convince are people you've worked with. So that's why Ten Hag has been doing that. That's my assumption.
Okay, me, my issue with Ten Hag this season, imekuwa man management yake. As like, anafanya decisions zingine, tunahitaji subs. But as like, for the past two games, nilifurahi, as like, hizo subs amekuwa akifanya. Because kuna ile, tulipata red card ya Rashford, which was not a red card. Hii game, man. Sijui wanataka kuendelea. Jama kwa ni red card?
No.
You see red card.
Hata ile ya Romero, man.
Ile ya
Spurs.
Lakini Romero anakonga erratic bana.
Yeah, I mean, that's because of his history, not because of that tackle.
But alikuwa na tackle lingine huko mbele. Ile alikuwa metackle, sijui nani.
Hiyo ilikuwa udogi.
Ilikuwa udogi. Ile alimpiga backheel, as like, akaadi akamchapa hapa nyuma.
The same game. No, that was his first tackle.
Hakupewa yellow, but as like, commentators...
That was udogi ndo alitackle, sijui ilikuwa ni nani. I think Sterling or somebody.
Chelsea were lucky in that game. So I was like, niko na quick fire questions za kukuuliza, ya?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, Saka Foden.
Without I, that's no brainer, maze. Saka any day.
Salah, Mane.
Salah.
Grealish, Doku.
Maybe.
Doku was just coming this season. Grealish has been there. He struggled the first season at City, but I would go for Grealish.
Kane Aguero.
Kane, any day.
Buffon, Manuel Neuer.
Manuel Neuer, man. Any day.
Saliba, Stones.
Aye.
No-brainer, Saliba.
Hey!
Saliba.
Hey, Saliba. Stones is a midfielder, Adi.
You see, that's the problem. You don't know where to play him. At centre-back, can you trust Stones at centre-back?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you trust Stones at...
Yes.
If Pep doesn't trust Stones,
I'm
right-back.
I'm trust a lot. Adi Anacheza kila mahali.
The trust is too much.
Stones is not a solid defender. He's a good ball-playing defender, but he's not solid at defending.
Mm-hmm. Aye. Lewandowski, Suarez.
Aye, that's a hard one. I'm a Bayern fan, Atletico Madrid fan, so definitely I hate Suarez. But Suarez, one thing about him, he won the Pichichi, the Golden Boot in La Liga twice when Ronaldo and Messi were there. So that's something. I'd go for Suarez.
Yeah. Ten Hag at Eta.
Ten Hag at Eta. That's a hard one, considering I'm a Man United fan. But definitely Ateta is partly responsible for the revolution at Arsenal. Walikuwa mbaya, but he came in the first season, didn't really work for him. But second season and now he's changed things. So Yeah, I'd go for Arteta.
Hazard, Salah.
No brainer. Salah. Any day, anytime.
Bale, Hazard.
It's disrespectful to
Bale, Hazard. Bale, Hazard. Mm. Bale. Hazard was a player of aesthetics. As in, Hazard ni kama nika Ronaldinho. He doesn't have stats, but he's pleasing to the eye. Ukimwatch, anakapoa, he looks like he's doing something. And he has an effect to the team, but his stats, man, that's where I would go for Bale.
Sure, Chilwell.
Sure, man.
Recent.
Aye. That's not even a comparison.
Rice, Caicedo.
It depends on my system, but for me, I'd go for Rice.
Salah, Bale.
Salah.
Pep, Klopp.
Pep, of course.
The usual question: Messi, Ronaldo.
Being a United fan, definitely I'll go for Ronaldo, and I have reasons to back my decision, so I'll definitely go for Ronaldo.
You as an individual, would you rather win the FPL or Manu wins the league?
Win the
league FPL, who number one?
Fantasy Premier League.
Or United or the league?
I mean, for me, FPL actually looked at my team. Nilikuwa na Estupinha. Nilikuwa na... I mean...
Rudi kucheza.
Zee, that's how bad I am at FPL. I didn't change my team for a very long time.
But you can be ushinde FPL.
Man United win the league.
Uh-huh.
FPL means nothing to me. At least I can sit on this Liverpool and Chelsea this discussion. Oh. But FPL, I mean, it's just individual glory.
Start bench sale. Ken, Lewandowski, Suarez.
I'd start Suarez at his prime, bench Ken,
mm-hmm.
and sell Lewandowski. Although I'm a Bayern fan, and I've seen Lewandowski do wonders. I mean, he scored 5 goals in 13 minutes after coming on as a sub. And he's been winning that golden boot in Bundesliga. But, I mean, he's struggled at Barcelona, which is a far higher league than Bundesliga. So... that's my reason for selling.
Salah, Bale, Hazard.
I feel like they're in order.
Oh, now knows the Hazard.
Yeah, no. Hazard.
Hazard ali retire hivi. Watu wakaanza accolade Hazard. Watu wakaanza hadi kutoa stats ziko chini ya maji. Watu wanaanza kusema, mbona mkumbuki these and
exactly,
these?
Exactly.
That's like, ali retire hivi, watu wakaanza kukumbuka all the great things amefanya for the league.
Eden.
You see, Hazard, you see, Chelsea, by the way, let me tell you one thing about Chelsea. Chelsea have never had a prolific striker apart from Drogba in like since
Costa.
Yeah, probably Costa. But Costa equal longevity, it was season more than Billy. But since Roman took over, you could make a case for Drogba. But all along your top scorers have always been midfielders. Lampard, Nini. And for me, I expected Hazard to take over the mantle from Hazard. Afunge mabao. But still, he wasn't scoring the goals. I mean, he would chip in with assists and a few goals, but he wasn't really like a prolific player in front of goal. In terms of creativeness, in terms of flair, he was probably among the best. But his stats don't
but
really work.
Why Chelsea fans, we love Hazard. Whenever we needed him, Hazard would turn up.
Yeah, in the big games. The he big, would yeah, turn especially up. Against Arsenal, he would turn up. But no, I don't think he would even rank among the top 5 best Premier League players. Best midfielders.
Best midfielders.
I know, never.
Wow.
So even top 10, he would struggle to play. Even top 10, he would struggle.
Like, for instance, Salah is a few goals away from reaching top 20.
Top 20?
Yeah, in the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can, like, it's crazy, man. Mm-hmm. Like, he's one of the best. He's the best Premier League winger for me in history, in the history of the Premier League.
So as we wrapped up, to NBA points.
Umetupilia point yangu.
Maze kuna rankings bana.
Wingers.
Mm.
Anyways,
as we wrap it up, tuambie thoughts zako za Chelsea, Spurs, yeah. And Al Nassr going to UEFA.
Okay, I'll start with that order. Chelsea, I think they are an entertaining side. I mean, if you look at the game against Spurs, in the same week they played City and it was entertaining. They're entertaining, but they're a bunch of kids who need experience. they have Thiago Silva at the back, who's experienced, but that's still, it's not enough. I mean, for me, I would have loved if Chelsea would have kept Kovacic, and Kovacic would have guided Kina Enzo and Caicedo.
Yeah, facts.
I mean, they should have kept Kovacic. So for me, it's the experience that lacks, but what they lack in experience, they make in a good manager. I mean, Pochettino is always known to work well with kids. You see what he did with Kina Harry Kane, Dele Alli, Son. And he, like, Ali was a master. Ali was a Kina Kyle Walker and Akaleta my youngster. So he knows how to work with kids. But they have a really huge squad. I think they need to trim down on their squad.
Yeah.
There was a story at the... Their players used to change in the corridors of the dressing room.
Joakoeng.
So yeah, that's my thoughts on Chelsea. next was Spurs.
Next was Spurs. Do you think any kind of a change in management? Management yake. Atuwezi kuwa ati ukona 9 men na unacheza high line. Wolves ukona 1-0 unacheza high line.
That's how he plays.
He goes down 5, he'll still get a crack for you.
Eat away work.
Still have a crack, mate.
There's a common phrase that says, if it's not broken, don't fix it.
But it's broken. In the Premier, it's a work.
It's not. I mean, you see, it's hard. It's hard for you to constantly, week in, week out, drill your players to attack, and keep a high line. Then, just because of a situation, you change your style and defend. Your players will be confused.
But 6 minutes...
Ule manager wenu, anitwa Julio Gegenpress.
Ragnik.
Yeah, Ragnik.
Tumekuwa na wengi.
Before, after we ilikuwa nani? Tenag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ragnik alikuwa suli nakumbuka ukisema hiyo point, alikuwa anajaribu different things every match and akiwa under pressure, and that's not how to go, man. At least he knows his thing and he's going for it, and they almost got a goal, bro. Mm-hmm. It was ruled off.
And the same as like 1-0 against Wolves, 6 minutes defend to peke, defend, bro. Bro, defend. Bro, it's about it. Kwanza vile waleka 1-1.
But what's the best?
Kuna sewaliekeza hadi Wolves kushinda.
What's the best form of defense?
Attack.
Sijakata, it's attack. But as like, hadi all managers in England, who wanna change? Oh, Jew has like 90 plus.
Hadi club. Yeah? When we went down to 9 men, I've never seen Liverpool defend that far.
So no one has like,
But they still lost despite defending. One goal.
Nah, the defending was world class. It was just, well, it would be a man.
Like, you mungeshinda
hivyo. It can't be world class if it didn't work.
It was just unlucky, bro. Like, I mean, come on. We saw the game. It was they had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Matip had a world class game except for the own goal.
Mgeshinda yu tungeanza conversation ya Spurs. Jingekuwa waja break down 9 men na wakona 11. Ingekuwa crazy.
Yeah, but for me, I feel like Postecoglou is a good manager. He's always faced doubts wherever he's going.
Celtic.
Yeah, but before that, he was in Australia. I think it was Brisbane Roar, went to Japan, went to Celtic, came to Spurs. At some point, he was the head coach of Australia. So he's always had doubts, but he's proven them wrong every single time. And this is another time he's proving guys wrong. He's a good manager. I mean, who would have thought Spurs would be challenging for the title after Kane left?
Mm.
I mean, Kane has always been the top scorer each and every single season, but having left... And they didn't sign a good striker. I mean, they have Richarlison, who I think has won Premier League goal since joining Spurs. So it just shows that Ange is a good manager. And for me, if I want to know a good manager, I listen to his press conference. And his press conferences are usually super. He's a good guy. He has a good personality. He believes in whatever he says. So even if I'm a player playing under him, I would always believe what he says, so just because of his personality.
Top four,
shouldn't we talk about top five? Because
no, five
teams can qualify for the Champions League next
top five.
Season.
Lakini wakika Al-Nassr, sito watakata moja.
Al-Nassr, it can't happen.
Itaweza, I mean, walai.
It can't.
They're not in Europe.
It can't.
No. Itaweza, walai.
Wait, Karoro and Trax chesa champion, Arudi.
In Newcastle.
It can't happen.
So, what I make top five? Spurs.
Spurs.
Mm.
Hard, because you see one thing about Spurs, they have a thin squad. Right now, Maddison and Van der Ven is out till Jan. So, yeah. they don't have the numbers. But if they continue the way they are playing, I think, yeah, they can make the top five. But my top five, City, Liverpool, Arsenal, and definitely United.
Well, it's not like top four.
Newcastle.
Wow. As much to make top four. So, as like group to now qualify group, how you ever?
Hey, it's hard, man. It's like hard.
The only
thing that works to our advantage is Bayern have already qualified. So yeah. Maybe they'll put a second string, but it's hard. It's hard to qualify. Because we're going to Galatasaray away. And the last time we went there, we lost.
But as like the fact that we qualify was he let go of their next match. Joaquin, let go of their next match. We also depend on Bayern. Wakaze next match, hiyo ingine waachilie.
Problem kwa desperate.
But wewe una European football. Wewe una
attack ya kuchangia. Mimi European football. I tell up. Nikile European football.
Na naishina.
Lakini mna cook books.
Cheki.
So that has been our time. Thanks for tuning in. The Kickoff K podcast. Tumekuwa na Imran. Thanks for turning up. It's been a pleasure, man.
Pleasure.
Next time, some people come early ndo to shoot vizuri.
Yeah, bring Liverpool fans.
Hako wengi, man.
Bro, tuko hapo tuna watch game. Si peke yetu tunashangilia sawa tatu.
Watch party wanaenda na Uber chap chap.
So yeah, at Casavera Lounge, it has been a good time.
Thanks to Casavera Lounge for hosting us today. Thank you so much.